The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Disco Dan from Federal A is. Disco Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Robot.
For those playing at home, Disco Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Van Gogh.
Correct. Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia? What?
McCartney?
No.
McCartney?
No.
Ringo.
No.
Pass.
The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars.
Correct. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
10.
Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial? What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Also pass.
Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
65.
No.
64?
No.
63.
No! Who co-stars alongside Jackie Chan in the Rush Hour movies?
Chris Tucker.
Oh, yes. Woo, Disco Dan.
Finishing strong, Disco Dan.
I almost feel like there's some kind of weird delay, maybe.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, my phone sucks.
I bet he remembers you so well. And Disco Dan, that wasn't too great. You got three correct. So I don't know if it was the phone. I don't know if that's the excuse.
There were some difficult questions in there. There might be a couple that Steve struggles through.
Come on.
We'll see.
Be real here.
I can see from the other room the look of frustration on Danny's face, so I'm very excited about this.
Wow.
Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Picasso.
No.
Da Vinci.
No.
Van Gogh.
There we go.
All right, I figured.
Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia?
I'm going to go with Paul McCartney.
No.
John Lennon.
Correct. The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars?
Yes. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
69.
No.
13?
No.
20?
No. Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial?
Not Matthew Perry. Or was it? Matthew Perry.
No.
Oh, damn it. The hell? Ross Schwimmer.
No.
David Schwimmer.
There we go. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Oh, what does the fox say?
No.
What music video?
Yes.
Baby Shark.
No.
Damn it. Despacito?
No. Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
69.
Nice. Yes.
Woo.
And with that, Steve,
that was stressful.
You got 5 correct, which is a win, 5-3. Disco Dan isn't even on the line anymore.
Mm. Oh, he texted in, Disco Dan here. My phone sucks.
Oh,
it sure does.
And apparently, he had been.
Do you think he has an iPhone or a Droid?
A droid. If it sucks, it's a droid.
Oh, now we're going to get all the text from the Android users.
Droid. I love my droid.
There's no delay for you ever?
I don't think so.
Because he blamed it on his phone, but I don't really think that was the issue. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
Six.
Yes. And we learned yesterday that the fathom
is measures the depth of water.
Thank you for paying attention, Taryn.
Nice. That's what I do.
You finally got David Schwimmer, Jennifer Aniston, starred in that Uber Eats commercial.
Ross Schwimmer included his character name and his real name.
Oh, man. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube? Yes, Gangnam Style.
No way.
I went with what the Fox said. I should have went with that one.
Yes, man, that was all the rage.
That was a weird time for music. Yeah, right around that time. I feel like there's a documentary waiting to be made of like the brief period of time where it was just awful, awful songs that became massively successful.
Yeah. When you say that, I feel like there are still some awful songs being made this
year. You're right.
Honestly, you put a catchy dance to it and it just becomes popular, especially now on TikTok.
Yes.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Disco Dan.
Airplane drama in North Carolina. An entire flight had to disembark after a woman refused to get off the plane. This unidentified woman was asked to get off the plane because she was sitting in one of the emergency rows in which you are bestowed some responsibilities.
Yeah, once you sit there, usually the flight attendants, they come over and they just kind of say, are you prepared to help people out in case anything happens?
Her response, allegedly, I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first. That's like the last person you want sitting in an exit row. So here she is after
She's
the fact,
honest.
Still arguing with staff and authorities.
That lady came and asked us, we got witnesses, we all agreed. Didn't nobody tell?
Bring the flight attendant over
here. Yeah, because we all agreed, and everybody can witness that.
No, I heard originally she was... According to her, obviously, everyone always does that. Whenever someone reacts weird to something that you say, you're like, I was just joking. Apparently, she said, I was just joking about the whole thing. But then it just kept escalating and escalating. And then at some point, like, she was just saying, like, one of them was being racist to her and all this kind of, like, it went down a weird road, apparently.
And that would be so frustrating, especially if you have a connecting flight somewhere and now you're getting off this airplane because somebody is losing it.
I would be so pissed. I remember one time having to get off the plane. It was recent, like when we went to New Jersey, we had to get off. But it was not because anyone had a meltdown, although some people came close to having a meltdown. It was because there was nowhere for the plane to land and it was running out of gas. It was very strange. So they had to divert the flight because there was some storm stuff going on. It was like there was a lot going on. So we were supposed to land in New York or New Jersey, and they had to divert the plane to Washington, D.C. And we had to land there, get off the plane, wait around. They said, oh, it'll only be a little bit. And then it turned out to be several hours by. And it just sucked. But at least with that, it was for our well-being and our safety. It wasn't because some idiot was arguing with the flight attendants over a quote-unquote joke. I'd be so mad at that person if we all had to get off the plane.
I've never had that experience where somebody was, like, being all unhinged on a plane.
No? Have you ever had to get off a plane?
Not that
Besides,
I can recall.
Yeah.
But there was a time when we were in the air one time.
We're doing the show on a plane. We've never gotten off of it.
We were in the air and a guy went into diabetic shock.
Oh.
And so they had to do the whole, like, anyone on here? You know, I think there was like a firefighter, like a paramedic or something was on the plane that had to go tend to him. But I was like, oh, my gosh, someone's going to die on this flight. He ended up being totally fine. I think it's like, you know, I don't know if it's like insulin or food imbalance, whatever it was. But they got him fixed up. But I was
Did he get
panicking.
A Snickers bar out of it?
Hungry, why wait?
Right. Do you think that was like a tactic for him to get a free meal?
Oh, no.
I swear, I need a chocolate bar.
Oh, it was stressful, though.
So if someone comes and saves the day like that, all of a sudden, do you then go out of your way to buy that person a drink?
Yeah.
Sure.
I would, right? Like, you just saved that potentially saved that person's life, or at least helped us avoid having to stop somewhere we're not supposed to stop because of this person. What are you drinking? I got you.
And maybe the airline should give him like some wings or something. A little thank you gift, a little appreciation token.
But then my idiot brain will start thinking, well, what if there's another incident? I don't want this guy drunk.
Oh, you want to keep him...
Maybe just like a cheese platter.
Keep his wits about him.
Yeah.
Do you get the cheese platter? Is that your go-to?
Used to be.
Oh, yeah, you don't eat that anymore. Dang it.
It's fine. That's really nothing.
Although
I heard
platter.
That they're now starting with Alaska's now starting to put... I think they're starting to have hot meals again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for a while, they didn't do that.
No, yeah. After the pandemic, they kind of got rid of a lot of things. But now, yeah, I think they're offering burgers now. I don't know if they have any vegan options, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. They have chips.
They have, you know, they partnered with Evergreens. If you've ever been to Evergreens,
oh, yeah. The
salads? They do the salads. They do sandwiches from there. It's delicious.
Oh, nice.
That is awesome. Yeah, we've been there before.
So oh, yeah, we
yeah, yeah. Typically, I bring food onto the plane with me. I'm always that person.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, even when they started, I was like, I don't know if this is a hot take or anything, but most of the food they give you is like, it's not enough and it's trash, if you ask me.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, do you guys like the plane food?
I love the cheese platter.
I always get the cheese platter.
The apples, the crackers.
I'm talking about like the hot meal.
Oh, no, because I'm a vegetarian. Like, I'm weird like you, so I can't really eat anything either.
Danny, do you like the hot meals?
I love them.
I do too.
Eat them all day long. In fact, I have a flight this Sunday, and I'm kind of like thinking like, oh, should I upgrade to first class so I get the hot meal?
Can you order it in advance, even if you're not first class now, or no?
Yeah, but it's different.
Oh, it's not as delicious.
It's not the same offerings.
Yeah, it's not the same offerings.
So that's like the Met.
Yeah,
and then like the coach area is more like, you know, like Shake Shack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a man named Corey. He is from Michigan, and he had to go to a virtual court hearing regarding his suspended license. And in the Zoom call, he was driving. He was behind the wheel for his virtual court hearing regarding his suspended license. Needless to say, the judge ended up revoking his bond, and we have audio of the moment where Corey appeared at the virtual court hearing.
Mr. Harris, hello? Are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. I'm parking right now.
This is a driving with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
Oh.
That is what the charge is, Your Honor, yes.
He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So, defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
That's my favorite part about this whole thing is, first of all, my first favorite part is the reaction of the judge. He just looks dumbfounded by this. Like, well, you have got to be kidding me. You are here to talk about a suspended license and you're currently driving during a Zoom call. And then the look of surprise of the guy who got in trouble, like as if he didn't realize what he was doing was completely and beyond stupid.
Exasperated.
Yeah, the judge's shocked face and then the guy's shocked face are both on the same level of just awesomeness.
It's that play stupid games, win stupid prizes thing, you know?
Well, Dan, you were telling me that like you watch some random reality shows.
Court cam. Yeah.
I don't even know where you find this.
My girlfriend finds all like anything to do with jail, court, anything like that. And it's literally just like video from actual court cases, like live video, you know? And this happens all the time. Like people are like, especially during the pandemic when like a lot of these were changed to Zoom, they would show up and they'd be like, oh, are you driving? And they'd be like, the lawyer would be like, don't say anything. We'll be right back. They'd go off Zoom and then the guy would be in like the passenger seat.
How did you think I'd get away with it? That's the craziest part. Like, you know you have this court hearing.
You're in a car.
Pull off. Get in, like, the back seat. Get outside of the car.
What?
Jump over to the passenger side. Be like, I'm not driving. I promise. I'm in the back seat or I'm in the passenger. My buddy's driving me. Something. You have to be, like, next level stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how people think these things are going to end for them.
I don't know if the word think is really a part of what they're doing. I don't think they think at all.
A new survey is out. It asked people if they have been feeling more positive or more negative as they age. And overwhelmingly, people feel more positive as
okay.
they age.
Well, clearly not asking people that are on social media. Because yeah. I feel like social media is just a cesspool of negativity.
So then they wanted to dive a little deeper into the negativity. And they found that of those who said they're feeling more negative as they age, they feel more sour beginning at the age of 42. 42. That's the negativity switch year.
That's when I started hating everybody.
Sarah, you're almost 42. How are you feeling?
No, I'm not.
look how negative she sounds.
Oh. I know. She just gets really negative real quick.
Ever since she turned the corner on the 40s, she's been such an angry person.
Sarah, I think that Steve Miggs is still closer to 42 than you are, so.
That's right.
Just the other direction.
I think Steve and Danny both want to get punched today.
Yeah, you better be quiet there, Tipsy Taryn.
So people were asked what they felt most irritated about recently, and here are some of the top answers.
Oh, I'm curious to see if we get negative about these as well.
No.
Grocery prices.
Yeah, if my wife tells me about them, I think it's best that she doesn't. Because sometimes she'll come home and she's like, yeah, I was able to keep it under $300. I'm like, wait, we're above $200 now? When did that happen?
Have you seen the prices of potato chips these days?
A bag
of Doritos is like $6 for one bag.
And most of that is air.
Yes.
I dropped about $10 on a jar of marinara sauce yesterday.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it said Brooklyn in the title, and I spent a little extra because it said Brooklyn in the title. My wife said, did you buy this jar of pasta sauce because it has Brooklyn in the title? I'm like, yes.
You just got to lower your standards, man. I bought some marinara for 99 cents the other day.
Mm. What brand was this? Safeway Select?
Probably. I have no idea, but it was delicious.
Are you sure it was marinara sauce and it was just watered down ketchup?
That's probably what it was. And you can also fix the Brooklyn thing. You just get a Sharpie, shred it there.
That's fair.
Yeah. Maybe double check the expiration date. I don't know.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, it was delicious though. Probably because it's from Brooklyn. Like, everything from Brooklyn's delicious.
Do you feel negative about crowds?
Honestly, I do get a little anxiety going to places where there's like a large number of people, like concerts, because I'm like, oh, it's gonna get overwhelming. I did not feel that yesterday. I think there's just a certain vibe of all of us being Pearl Jam fans, and we're just so excited to be there. And it was like almost like a lot of high fives, like people you haven't seen in forever, and just like the excitement of being there to see this band. Like that, I didn't get that yesterday at all.
Yes, I agree. What about tipping culture?
Yes, because I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to tip and what I'm not supposed to tip, because I feel like every single thing you purchase gives you an option. Like last night, for example, bought a T-shirt. They turn around the thing so I can sign it. And it has a button, how much do you want to tip?
Yeah.
And of course I do, because I don't know what the hell else to do. Like, I mean, I'm bad with my money. So I'm like, and the person's always very appreciative. And I'm thinking, they are busting their tail back there selling the merch. I mean, how is that any different than someone busting their tail at a restaurant? Like, why do we determine a person serving his food at a restaurant's better and deserving of a tip as opposed to someone who's like sifting through T-shirts and stuff? But it's still annoying.
Okay, I have a question about tip culture.
Okay.
When you pick up takeout, do you tip the same amount that you would if they were serving you?
100%. I don't tip 100%. I tip 20% no matter what. But if I'm somewhere where the service is even better than like my minimum, then of course I'm going to up it. I wouldn't do that with takeout.
What percentage did you do for your T-shirt last night?
Whatever the highest was. I think it was 18%.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a sucker.
Here's the thing, though.
I probably could have given a 10% tip, and the lady would have been very appreciative of it, but I'm just like, I'll hit the big button.
I always think about it in places like the big venues, like, you know, the Live Nation venues or, like, the Climate Pledges. Like, I'm always like, I justify it in my mind of, like, the merch people are hired by Climate Pledge, so I'll tip, like, probably lower on those ones. But like if you go to a show like they're touring with the band, I always give them a tip, because at that point they're just like the band. They're on tour. They're just not getting paid what the band's getting
paid. Getting crammed in that van with those stinky bandmates.
Exactly.
And they're stuck in a hotel room with them. They're doing just as much. They're probably working even harder. They're probably the ones that are loading the gear as well after the shows. Exactly. I don't blame you for tipping them.
206-803-ROCK. What song do you consider to be the most annoying song and why? What is your reason for that opinion? It's already getting heated in here.
Oh, I do. I love it. Some of the texts, I'm like, I kind of like that song. Oh, that one too. I like that one as well.
You got a tweet that hurt my feelings already today.
A tweet hurt your feelings?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Lenny in Tacoma, you say any song by Ozzy Osbourne. Them's fighting words.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning, Lenny.
Why you got to hate the Prince of Darkness?
Well, let me preface this by saying in the 70s, I loved Black Sabbath. But once iHeartRadio showed up on the scene and Sharon Osbourne is a major stockholder, all of a sudden it seems like every 10 minutes they're playing an Ozzy Osbourne song. And it's gotten to the point now where I can't get to the radio station the radio fast enough to change the channel when an Ozzy song comes on.
Lenny, I got to be honest with you. When I saw that you had Ozzy as your pick, never in a million years would I think it would go into stockholders. And I was like, very interesting.
The business
reason.
Side of Ozzy.
So for you, you're just sick of hearing his music all the time.
Yes, exactly.
But Black Sabbath you can still rock with.
Yeah, yeah, Black Sabbath back from the 70s and stuff. That was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Dude, there are times where I, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'll just hear a Black Sabbath song on at a bar or a club that I'm at, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I love these songs.
We've got Possum Paul in Hillsborough. You are going to say Hotel California.
Yeah, and you know, I think Hotel California is a great song, but the ending, I can't listen to.
What about the ending that you like?
After the final lyric, it goes into this repeating guitar and bass that's the same thing over and over and over and over. And, you know, fade outs are cop-outs.
Dude, you know what's funny? Paul, like, I've never been a big Eagles fan. I only know Hotel California because maybe you hear it on the radio or it's on a movie soundtrack or something along those lines. When I just grabbed the song, I'm like, I did not realize that this song is 6.5 minutes long, and now I know why, because the damn music outro goes on for a good 2 minutes.
Harmonizing guitar solos at the end.
There's a live version. Oh, guitar solos at the end are fine, but just do it once, maybe twice, and be done with it.
Get out.
They're like, nope, we're not done yet. We're going to keep it going.
There's a live version of Hotel California. It was recorded in like one of their reunion tours or something. And the beginning of the song, you don't even know what they're playing. And then they break into the song, and you're like, oh my God, this Hotel California. And at the end, they fixed the ending. They didn't do that thing that they did on the album.
They finally heard your feedback loud and clear.
In all fairness, they're probably high, and they're just like, dude, this is so sweet. Let's just keep it going, bro.
Dion in Seattle, for you, it is Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Aw. Yes.
So you hate strip clubs.
That song's horrific.
Do you like other songs by Def Leppard?
Yes, the first two were very good. In fact, the second album, I think it was Mutt Lange or Lang.
Lange producer.
Produced it.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he did the first one, but both very, very good. So, and I guess I should give you a little heads up. I'm a baby boomer from that era. So
the first record was High and Dry, then the second one was Pyromania, right?
No, second one when it wasn't Pyromania. That one I hated as well.
What the hell, man? What was the second one then? I guess I lost
High
my time.
High and Dry, I think, was the second. Well, maybe you're right. I'm not sure, man.
Yeah.
But,
so you basically didn't like them once their drummer lost his arm.
Well, no, that's very sad. I'm one of those that I like the. I go back to like UFO and yeah. Black Sabbath and Kiss and Johnny Winter, Edgar Winter. So I like guitar dominated stuff, mm-hmm. and Def Leppard's first two were pretty cool. But anything after that, I mean, I'm just like, man, I'm not spending money on that.
No, but I goof a little bit the arm part, of course. But that's when they kind of had a drastic change in their sound. Like they became a little bit more like there was some more synths and obviously electronic drums were involved as well. So it was a little less raw than what we're used to from Def Leppard.
Now, Jeremy in Bremerton, you say anything to do with Dora the Explorer, which we have not yet gotten into in my household. So can you give me some words of warning here?
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah. If anyone has kids and they know that those songs are played over and over and over and over again, and your kid just sits there and watches them. But I was stationed in Connecticut. It was 3:00 in the morning. I'm making my rounds on the sub. And I'm singing this crap to my head or out loud. And it's just like, why? Why am I singing this? And it was so annoying. Someone had come around the corner and it's like, it's all right, dude. I get you. I got kids too.
Oh, here we go.
It was that stupid backpack song.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have that to look forward to, Jeremy. Thank you so much.
Well, Taryn, I do have the. I think everyone agrees. We got a lot of text messages about this one, and I have to agree. Easily, the most annoying song has to be this one.
You would never. Steve Miggs, we take it back.
We did get a text from somebody that said the most annoying song, Tom Sawyer. Pretty effing annoying, and Rush blanking sucks. Period.
Wow. I'm going to take offense to that.
I do have to say, just real quick, can we all agree that this is the most annoying song of all time?
In the arms of the
This song has made me cry way too many times when they just spring it on you in the middle of watching TV.
Because once you hear it, you know you're about to look at some sad puppies.
We gotta go to the shelter. How do you think she feels about this song?
I hope a dog bites her.
Is it the ASPCA? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no thank you.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.